Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Friday, the 31st of January, Brexit Day. Starting off with a similar that formerly called YOLO, and here you see the gap up there, which was earlier in the month. Never been close to filling that gap, so we're assuming that there'll be a fresh leg to the upside after this mid-move consolidation. Rising trend channel from the beginning of January, and obviously well before when it was YOLO, but floor of the channel currently around 45 pence, resistance at 50 pence. We break 50 pence on an end of day close basis or gap through that, then the target here, the top of the channel, towards 70 pence over the next few weeks. This stage only really back below 40 pence on a sustained basis would really question the upside argument. Next situation to look at is one that I looked at the beginning of the week. It comes in the form of Biotrol. This was a guess at what would be in favour as the coronavirus crisis accelerates. We've seen the shares basically with the long candle today almost exactly hit the target there. The implied target was the top of a rising channel from the end of July towards 2.7 pence, and with the confirmation of the coronavirus here in the UK today, it looks as though there could be yet more on the upside. At the moment, stop loss area probably just back below the initial January resistance at 2.2 pence, and while we're above that, looking for 2.7, as I suggested before, and the best case scenario target probably over the next month or so would be the top of, well, that resistance line there from September 2018. And that's heading towards 3.8 pence. Next situation is one which is nothing to do with the corona area. It comes in the form of Bahamas Petroleum. I think I looked at this a couple of days ago, but it's done so well on a rather dull day that it's definitely worth looking at again. We've hit and well exceeded that old 3.4 pence high from September. And while we're above that, looking for as much as 5 pence, obviously we've also hit that March 2019 peak as well. But through that, there could be an overshoot towards the 5 pence area while above 3.4 pence. Not such a small stock next, although it's rather smaller than it used to be. Kier Group, here you can see not very much on a longer scale, but in the near term, we'll see how the shares are broken out of this triangle and also broken above the 50-day moving average at 87 pence. That would suggest that we're looking for a target. I suppose the minimum would be towards £1.10 at the top of a rising November trend channel, and obviously after that towards the 200-day moving average at 137 pence. But all of this really ideally happens while the shares remain above the 50-day line at 87 and only back below 80 pence at this stage would turn the stock bearish after the recent recovery moves, including a narrow January bear trap from below the December support at 77 pence. Another coronavirus stock comes in the form of Novacyt, and here we have the shares, if I can type in the right EPIC code, as I got it wrong last time as well, but on Monday the shares were around 16 pence mid when I looked at them, and now obviously they peaked around 34 pence mid today, quite understandably. The target on Monday was 40 pence, so we're not too far away from that. Let's see if over the next few days we can beat that particular level. Obviously, if you look back at the chart, then you can see after 40 pence, there's a possibility of 60 pence. But at this stage, I think 40 pence looks ambitious enough, especially with the RSI at 90 out of 100. The other issue, I suppose, as far as the stop loss is concerned, we had former resistance around 24 pence in April, and that would hopefully come in as new support now. And we wouldn't like to see anything sustained below that particular level as far as the price action is concerned, to regard the shares as being ultra bullish. Stock which I think I covered very recently, perhaps as recently as yesterday, is Pan African Resources. Here you can see that the shares have managed to gap through the top of this triangle at 12.5 pence. So depending on how they close, there is an opportunity to look for the top of a rising trend channel from August up to 17 pence. If you're cautious on the stock, and I suppose on the market as a whole, you wait for 13 pence, the initial January peak to be broken before contemplating pressing the buy button on the shares. This stage, I suppose, only really back below the 50-day line, currently at 11.2 pence, would really upset the recovery argument at Pan African, rather. That's it from me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.